Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Talk about something before we take calls and stuff like that, so you just know what's been going on. For some reason, I'm unable to get on air sometimes, and that's what's been going on. And when I am on air, it cuts me off. So that's what's going on. I asked for your prayers for the radio program, but you know that we would be able to get in and stuff like that. Okay, let's go ahead and take some calls. 860, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, can't complain. How can I help you?
I hope you can. I'm at an important crossroads with this person I'm fondly intrigued with. And not only that, I just really feel a strong connection. It's been 6 months but it's been ups and downs. So tomorrow I was going to meet him and basically just say how I feel and if we're moving forward. Do you feel us being in a more committed relationship and having a future together?
Oh, yeah, I think you're doing the right thing by talking to him, you know, about the situation that's going on. And I do feel like you guys will stay together. I mean, I do see that.
Okay.
But, yeah, you know, just pray about it. Ask Spirit to help you. But, yeah, I think you need to put the cards out there and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to play, you know, the way we've been doing things, you know, because you need to know if there's a relationship there or not. So.
How is he going to take it? I just feel like, you know, because every time we get close, he runs away again. So I just, I can't do that anymore.
Right.
I'm just feeling like you, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, just, just trust Spirit on this. But yeah, he's, you know, I think he's been hurt in a really bad relationship. And he's just a little gun shy and, you know, afraid of, you know, putting his heart out there again and it getting hurt. I mean, so, but like I said, I do see you guys staying together and working this out. You're doing the right thing by, you know, just saying, hey, you know, I'm interested in you and, you know, are you interested in me and see what's going on. So.
Okay. Do you feel like, one last thing, you feel like there's like a magical, like a good month for us too? In the future? A solid month?
Yeah, it looks like about March next year.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be a real good commitment between now and then. So, all right?
Thank you.
Thank You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Blessings to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and hold on. My switchboard is acting a little crazy. Okay, 805, you're on Arizona. Hello.
Good evening. Hi, good evening. This is Donna.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Yeah, about 6 days ago, I was doing my regular meditation in the morning, which I do for a half an hour, and a beautiful message came through, and I was like astonished. It's like, where is this coming from? But it said it's coming soon. So I've been praying for a husband and also for more money to come in so I can go traveling and maybe take a niece or a nephew with me and, you know, on different trips and all. And wanted to know what you were picking up on that because, yeah, I don't know if it was my higher self coming in or I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I think you were definitely spoke to by God. And, you know, I believe in that. What was the rest of your question? I'm sorry, I just...
Oh, okay. The message that came through was it's coming soon. And I've been praying to meet a fellow, get married, and also for me somehow to manifest money so that I can go traveling and have a where I'm living, and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, it was coming. So I just see you in a relationship by the end of next year. Would be a commitment of that at, you know, the end of next year. But you know, I do feel like, say, you know, you're going to be...
Oh, you said that I'm going to be blessed by God, right?
Right, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Will I meet this person, do you think, where I live or traveling? When I am going to Las Vegas for 5 days and for Christmas with a girlfriend, and I don't meet anybody where I'm living. I just don't meet anybody here.
Right, yeah, they're not there. Yeah.
They're not.
The person you're supposed to be with isn't there around you at this moment. I feel like, you know, you mentioned, you know, a trip and stuff like that. I feel like you're going to meet somebody on that trip and then have, you know, a conversation going on for a while. And then you move to where they are. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, well... Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you. Enjoy your Christmas.
Happy holiday to you, too. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you my website address. It is www.insightwithmichael.net. You can also reach me by email at michael@insightswithmichael.net. So, all right. 510, you're on air with me. Hello. Oh, hold on. Everything's
hello.
Spinning around. Oh, hi.
Hi, my name is Tasha.
How can I help you?
Hi, I want to know, when do you see the relationship picking up for me and hearing?
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
When do you see the relationship picking up for me and hearing?
In December. I mean, we're already in December. Looks like about the second week into it, like sometime next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
that's pretty
close. With Henry.
Oh, with Henry? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Oh, the second week of December or the end of December?
About the middle. Looks like about around the 21st, 23rd, something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. When do you see engagement with me here?
I don't see an engagement until the end of next year.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Thanks for calling. Let's go with 858. You're on air with me. Hello. Whoop.
Hi, Mike. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I was wondering if you see love coming and if it's someone that I know already.
It is somebody you know already, and it's coming about February of next year.
So it will be like a boyfriend and girlfriend situation or just dating?
I think just dating for a while, and then the boyfriend and girlfriend thing will work in later.
Do you know his name of this person?
I just have like an initial, B-S.
E-S?
Yeah, either N-S, yeah, like in Sean or Sam, something like that.
And what was the first initial?
Excuse me?
What was the first one that you said?
The
initial Sean, or it was a different one?
It's a different one, yeah.
You said something about the initial. I missed that part.
Yeah, I don't remember when I do readings. I it's just one ear and out the other, so I don't know what I said before that. So.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Good night. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you.
Let's go with 347. You're on. Whoop, hold on. Nothing is working. So, patience. I'm trying to get to you. Is there 347? You're on air with me. Hello? Okay. Let's move on to another call. 775, you're on air with me. So, my switchboard is not working, guys. Sorry about that.
Hello?
There you go. 775, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help? How can I help you?
Hi. Well, I've been quite upset, hurt feelings all day because... I can't believe what happened. I arrived at work early and I went to my cubicle, and three women arrived that I work with, and they were talking, and they started talking about me, and they were saying very unkind, cruel things. And I thought, well, I'm going to let them know that I know who they are and what they were saying. And I did it in a very gracious way. I stood up and I looked at all three of them and I said, good morning, ladies. And then I sat down, and they had like an oh my God look on their face. And then one of the ladies came over to me, and she put her arm around me, and she said, "We're just concerned about you." And I looked at her, and I said, "Ma'am, no, you're not. I will let you know that I will continue to treat you professionally, and I'm very saddened and disappointed in what I heard this morning." And anyway, I am going to be getting some extra training because I was gone for 8 months because of an auto accident. And this woman said, "Well, you should be on the phone now." And I said, "My supervisor will determine that time." And anyway, I almost felt like crying all day. And the difficult part is the nature of my job is we're supposed to be working with each other every day. And if we have a call where we need help, they want us to go to each other and consult. Well,
right.
I feel very uncomfortable about doing that because of what happened. And I did not go to my supervisor, but next week he might have me sit with one of them, and they might say, you know, insist that I go on the phone, and even though they're not my supervisor, and I don't know what to do. I hate to bring up the incident to my supervisor because supervisors just don't like to hear stuff like that. So,
right.
What I wish that I could be put on another team. I will tell my boss after my training about what happened. I documented it on a piece of paper. And so that'll be in 2 months. And I will meet with him and I'll just tell him that I feel very awkward and uncomfortable now. And I'll ask if I could go to a different team. What do you think will happen here?
I see you going to a different team of people.
Good.
I just feel like, you know, where you are right now is not going to work out very well for you there. But, you know, you're going to work with some other people. You're not changing, like, companies or anything like that. You're just changing a position. So
Will it be Paula's team or Peggy's team, or whose team will it be?
Peggy.
And will I be treated respectfully? Will I be able to keep my job at least 14 months?
Yeah, I don't see you losing your job. But yeah, you're going to work really well with them. It's going to be a better fit than where you are right now.
Definitely. And they should be ashamed of themselves for the way they abused me. I'm a very proper, polite lady, and I have felt like crying all day. And I don't know how they can live with themselves like that. And I think that I showed them up because I let them know that I heard everything. And I don't know if they're a little scared. They should be, because I handled myself
right.
Professionally, and they were just cruel to me.
Right. Yep. It's too bad.
But I'll be moving to Peggy's team.
Day. Yeah.
So
Peggy's
my
team.
Boss,
yes.
My current boss will allow me to go to Peggy's team. I'll be graduating from training probably around mid-February. So if I approach him the week before and explain to him what's happened,
right.
Okay, he'll be kind and he'll make that happen?
Yes, he will. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Will they get in trouble at all? Will they be found out?
I don't know that. I think there will be some questions asked to them and stuff like that. So, all right?
All right. But I won't be asked questions. I'll be okay?
Yeah, you'll be okay.
All right. Well, thank you so
okay.
much, and I appreciate
You're
you.
You're welcome. Happy holiday.
Thank you, sir. Happy holiday.
All right. Let's Hold on. Technology is great when it works, but when it doesn't work, it can be very frustrating. So, 111, you're on air with me. Hello, hopefully. Yeah,
hello?
Hold on, caller. Yeah, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Michael. Thank you so much for helping, having your show, and okay, better. I have a question for you, okay? Thank you very much. So, on the right side, there's this man. Did he already get arrested? And what about the girl next to him? Did she get arrested too? Because I hear them panicking.
Yeah, they both got arrested. Yes.
So the older man got arrested already, you said? Yes? Oh.
Well, it's coming up by the weekend. They should be arrested either tomorrow or Sunday.
But, because there's just another man, but this one I'm talking about is he's dark skin,
mm-hmm.
short.
Okay.
Did he already get arrested? Because he hasn't been at the place for 2 days, and I heard them saying, where is he?
Yeah, he's in jail at the moment.
And what about the girl? The girl starts with the letter S. Is she yet arrested?
Yes.
So, is this crap, excuse me, is this already going to be clear? The police is going to come and clear it already?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I mean, sorry. Well, okay, good. Well, thank you for taking my call, Mike, and I hope you're back again.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. So, open. All right. Yeah. Like I said, technology is good. That's done. So, I'm going to go ahead and give you my website address again, and then we're going to go off air. Website address is www.insightswithmichael.net, and you can reach me by email. Michael@insightswithmichael.net. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye. And I will be on air tomorrow, which is Saturday. And we'll be on at 10 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow, that's Central Time. So, all right, you guys have a great night. I appreciate you calling in and talking to me. I appreciate it very much. Without you, I'd be just talking there. So, all right, you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.